folks. It's Ted Cantu coming at you with the Online Money Machine Show. And we're here with Bauhaus. And this is, what is this? Telegram Sam off the first album. Some of you kids may remember that one. Pretty cool stuff. Bauhaus. First debut album, that's what they come out with. And pretty amazing. Of course, you know, the Bauhaus actually split their own different directions. Nothing this great can last forever. And they became Lubbin Rockets, you know, with Daniel Ash. And, you know, so good stuff there. Anyway, welcome back. This is Ted Cantu for the Online Money Machine Show. And you're listening to a brand new episode. We're going to kick this one out for probably under our usual time limit, because we just have a lot to say, and when we run out of material, we'll just go ahead and close the show for, you know, this session. I am an ex-art director from the main streets of Chicago and New York City, and I am here to inspire you how to make money online. And so we come at you pretty much every week when we can. You know, we have a pretty busy schedule. A lot of things going on, so we're just going to go ahead and get started. We got a lot of things here talking about web video. We're talking about some different things that happened. We had a WebEx technical foul-up last week, unfortunately, and that didn't work out too well for us. So for those of you who tuned into our special live webinar, we do apologize, but we're going to have some recordings, and we're going to place them on our site, and I think you'll enjoy that much better, because it's going to allow you to replay certain information and to take it and take notes and that sort of thing. So that'll be good. And then, of course, we'll be doing the online weekly webinar training, you know, call every week, every Monday. You're going to want to definitely tune in for that if you're serious about making some money with your business. Or if you're even looking for new ideas for a business, we got stuff for that too. So you want to definitely stay tuned for that. And I'm going to fade out the music here just a little bit. You listen to The Who. That's The Who. Very, very early years doing the Heat Wave off their second album. Some cool stuff. And, okay. And I've also got some things here, too, about our recent Dan Kennedy meeting coming up next week. That's going to be Tuesday. And, here in Brighton, Michigan. If you need information for this stuff, it's incredible. You want to give us a call. My toll-free number, of course, is always, it's 888-305-2532. That's 1-888-305-2532. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to sell with no product and how to rake in some fortunes. And if you haven't considered doing this already, you might want to think about getting your own Web 2.0 network. And, of course, we can help you with that, too. So we'll be talking just a little bit about that today. The last time I was here, we talked about the co-reg leads. That's for co-registration, and how that we're kind of blowing the lid up of some of this very underutilized technology. And it's just amazing that a lot of people are, these gurus are actually buying their own leads, their pre-sorted leads, while they're selling their products. And but they want you to, you know, think it's them and their products that are bringing them to the top, when it's really, they're kind of taking some major shortcuts here. So I am going to be talking about that, because I was just as shocked as you might be hearing that sort of thing. And I want to get that out there. We're going to be doing some different things here with talking about here's a message. I mean, stop looking for ways to cheat online and build decent infrastructures. And what I mean by that is I'm going to go into a little bit about our online article submissions. And we got a couple disturbing rejection notices this time around. We tried to help some clients, and they were accused of plagiarizing other people's articles. And so we'll be talking about that a little bit too. So anyway, I want to show you signs to look out for. So does that sound like a pretty decent show? I hope so, because we have a lot of great stuff here to share with you. And we're going to just jump right into it. Now, I've got, I can probably honestly say that I've got the great combination for doing web video. And, you know, I say web video, you know, it's just amazing, because there's so many different ways you can do it wrong. Let's say, for example, I just picked up the brand new flip cam. I don't know if you guys have picked up a flip cam yet. I used to have the big clunky JVC. I still see guys running around with the arm, what I call them, arm cannons. You know, the big three chip giant cameras, which are fine. You know, you're gonna need, you know, the typical video ports and also the FireWire cable connections to put them into your computer. You better have some sort of a, you know, terabyte box to hold all the video, and they are coming down in price now. So you're gonna need a combination of these things to do it right, and that sort of was the case for quite a while, until recently when the flip cam came out. And I like this new thing. It's a lot of flexibility. There's no wires. My only downside with using a flip cam, you know, it retails for like $150, is that even though there's no wires, the sound quality is kind of limited. So you gotta be careful with that, because it seems to pick up a lot of ambient sound in the room. And, you know, even though your target might be sitting just a couple feet in front of you, it might not pick him up as well as it picks up other voices in the room first. So when you go into your editing program, you're gonna have to kind of put an envelope over the main subject sound and squeeze them up if you can. And it's gonna be kind of a tricky thing, but it's definitely worth it. You could dub the sound in later, I suppose, if you record the conversation and match the track to the voice. But you might end up with like a American translated Japanese film, so you gotta be kind of careful. And you know, at the end of the day, it's your product. But other than that, I like the camera just fine. I think the camera's got a lot of potential and possibilities. I like to use it for testimonials and for just really quick on the spot reporting that I do. And when you put it into an editing program, just be careful that if you add a lot of titles and a lot of sequences, their rendering time is the slowest part. It seems to take up a lot of time to render a clip. You know, it could be, depending on what kind of machine or processor you have, it's still pretty slow. So those are some things you want to kind of weigh. And if you do quick and fast, dirty video clips, you know, this is a great little camera. If it doesn't require much editing, that's good for you. And I would go ahead and put, there's a couple things you can do. We found that the video clips are pretty big, but in size, and they have to be re-shrunk down again using a different conversion process. I want to just share with you some things, though, before I really get into that. I've got some numbers here I'm going to share with you off of our webinar slide. And I'm going to cue that up so I can read that over for you, because I think it's quite interesting what we found. And the reason why you really need to be in some sort of a program that on your site, you know, you need to incorporate web video for your campaign. And it's important, I think. You know, it's going to be more important as we get into this highly visual, you know, environment. Just very, very important stuff. So I'm going to go into that just a little bit here. Give you the background of why you should be doing commercials, web video commercials. And this is just taken strictly from an online source. I think it came from Wikipedia, but I'm going to go ahead and share this with you. You know, with the spread of broadband internet access, video clips have become very popular online. And by mid-2006, there was actually tens of millions of video clips available online. With new websites springing up, focusing entirely on offering free video clip to users, and, you know, also too many corporate sites that wish to include video clips to their website, different kinds of content. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, and I want you to pay really close attention to this, because this is just from 2006, and I wouldn't mind seeing the new 2008, numbers, because I'm sure they're much, much higher, as I'm about to illustrate in a second. The average viewers, the actual people who see these video clips, is between 30 to 100 million views of videos per day. I would push that more, maybe like towards like 100 million plus, and you know that becomes very, very important. Now we were doing a search for how many different video search engine directories out there, or they can call video search engines, you know, much in the same way of, you know, like online directories like VideoLife, YouTube, Google Video, I think Yahoo Video, and there's many other ones out there too. I think Vimeo, and you know, I had a list of like 765 actual servers, but we just did a search this morning, and the number we came up with blew that away. It was actually 12 million. You type in web video directories into Google, and you got 12,100,000 matching sites. And the cool thing about it is, I would be submitting this stuff daily out there. Once you find out what your roads are, once you find out who your connections are, who will allow your kind of clips to post it, and I'd start building infrastructures, and think about giving away free stuff too. You know, this whole new thing, maybe some of you guys have heard about this, some of the more affluent online people who are doing marketing are giving away a lot of their lessons for free and then selling you a big course at the very end, what they do. And, you know, so taking this, something like this, to its absolute zenith becomes very, very important. And it can happen for any service or industry. And if you're not doing this now for your business, you really should be out there looking into it, because there's a lot of money to be made for what this is, what this does. A lot of these places, though, you gotta be careful. They don't take straight out commercials. Some of them kind of fall in the vein of America's Funniest Videos type of thing. So you kind of gotta be careful. They want to see the really flat out gross humor, the college humor, the fart jokes, the, you know, what have you. People falling off bikes and you know, just really silly stuff. You know, girls in bikinis. While other places do really want to see real content, and they'll let you post, you know, tutorial type stuff if it's educational. So you'll have to come up with your own personal list that you'll like. Here's the one thing about web video I do want you to be careful of, and I think you should probably just jot this down, is that just because you got one clip doesn't mean it's going to be accepted into all these different formats. You'll notice that I think YouTube has its own way of rendering the video for posting. MySpace does too, actually. And Google Video definitely does. And the Blackjacks, the MP4s, any place that has mobile media has their own specific algorithm. How do I know? I've got a converter. And I can convert this stuff so quick. We did 4 clips yesterday, converted them down, got them posted within a space of like 10 minutes each. Which before would actually, without this converter, it would have been impossible to do this. It's like a Swiss Army knife utility that can actually go in there and just properly plug in the right type of algorithm for submission to any one of these video sites. So it's very, very important that you use that as part of the process. Let me tell you something else too. If you're using something like straight from the flip cam, and you're going to go into, let's say, you're going to go right into Sony Vegas Studio, which I happen to like. I like Sony products because they work the first time. You don't got to fuss around with them too much. It'll only import as a single stream of audio. You're going to have to split that track up. And the best way to do that, so you can see an audio track and a video track, is to import that as an MOV file. So when the video comes straight from the camera, you might want to translate that into an MOV and not an AVI. So I'll repeat that again. You want to have an MOV and not an AVI when you want to do the editing. When you save it, you can compress the whole track together with all your edits and all your titles and things, and you can save that as an AVI. And then you gotta squash that file down, because if it's over like 100 megabytes, it's not going to be uploadable for YouTube. You know, there's a limit. It's 100. You do have to fall under it. And it has to be under 10 minutes in length. So just be careful for that. And it becomes really, really, you know, really, really critical that you follow these directions. And so anyway, just keep that in mind. And let's see what else I got. Interesting. This is X-Ray Specs. 1977. From the original punk movement, from the marquee scene. Pretty cool stuff. Teenage punk band from London, England, 1977. X-Ray Specs. Great stuff. Moving on to I just got something I want to just kind of mention really briefly about this. As far as, you know, delivering super slick web pages that has content like this with web, you know, with web commercials, you can do some combinations to see exactly what we're doing. You should tune into our, if you want to write us an email, go to our website at 1seomichigan.com. Get on our mailing list. You're going to want to see our presentation we're going to deliver on Monday. It's going to be a hybrid of recorded material, like a webinar feel deliverable, and also we're going to be capitalizing or monetizing off our site simultaneously. And it's going to be a weekly event, but I think the format of it's going to be pretty exciting. So do check in if you can. I think you're going to get a real big kick out of it. What we're trying to do is trying to find different ways to sell our stuff online, and you know, present it in a whole different way. So consistency goes a long way. If you're doing something like this on a weekly basis, it becomes very, very important. Now, we talked about different types of compression for your videos. Your algorithms are really tough. If you're trying to wing it, I know it's really tough to do on, I'm not trying to knock Apple, but I'm not Apple. It's Adobe. they got some great tools. I like their tools, but unless you really know them well from a video background, like I have a video background, it's gonna be kind of hard to figure those out and to find out exactly what you need, what bit rate and playback rate, and you might not get the right algorithm compression the first time. And of course, getting it to fit into all these different types of online services will be equally as difficult. You know, like Crackle is another new system that's out there. Web 2.0 video server. And, you know, I think there's another one. There's so many of them. And what you're just going to find is that they're not going to be all suitable for all those different services. So you need to find out what those are. And that's why I like to use like an all-purpose utility for video compression. It's just a lot, you know, it's just a lot easier. It makes your life a lot simpler. So the questions I really want you to ask yourself are: how much stuff do you give away for free online, and how many people do you tell about it? And the other thing is, how do you capture information? You know, do you offer like a double opt-in or a single opt-in? And how quick can you bang out your stuff to, you know, into the public? And the big question for me is, you know, do you have a way to quickly monetize the things you create? I want to remind you the story I heard about this girl on MySpace who was giving out free templates for her work for other MySpace users, and just gave it for free. Gave away this really cool looking template for free, but she got the traffic. And because of that, she was able to attract advertisers for what she was doing. And she made $1 million in a year. She was like 14 years old. So, and stuff like that, you hear them. You hear these stories that come by, and you get very, they're very inspiring. So, I just want to kind of mention it, to you. And so, you know, if you have a way to quickly monetize the things that you create, you're going to need a merchant account. That is an online merchant account. I'm not talking about the ones that get hooked up to your cash register in your store, but an online gateway that you can accept credit card payments. And they're about $200. and they're about $20 a month to maintain. No, you cannot borrow mine. I've had clients ask me that, and you should get your own. I don't want I don't want your money getting mixed up with my money. No offense, but that's just, you know, it has been a significant problem with certain people in the past, and we just don't do that. So, and I think that's really how you have to figure out how to do this. There's a lot of people I talk to who are convinced that they know all the answers and all the ins and outs, but they still, you know, they don't want to do things the right way, and they want to run a very crooked operation. And, you know, we run a very clean operation over here and play a straight game. But I just do want to remind you that if you start making money really quickly online, that they can put a freeze on your merchant account, because they're going to ask, you know, in layman's terms, roughly, did you become a brain surgeon overnight? You know, what did you acquire all this money-making knowledge from? And until we investigate, we're going to shut you down and put a freeze on all your assets. So what you're going to want to do at that point is, I got one word, actually two words for you, and that's ClickBank. And I'm hearing a lot of good things about their processing system, how there's no downtime, and they're in this thing strictly for bucks. PayPal is very limiting in a certain sense, and they're not really too keen on money makers online, for which is ironic because they take online transaction funds. So ClickBank, I would investigate into something like this, and we will, you know, that's what we recommend. So I've got just a few more notes here. Like I said, this show will be a lot shorter than my other ones, most likely. I've got a couple things to say here on plagiarism. Plagiarism sucks. Don't do it. Just don't do it. You can write about the same subjects you want to market on, and those will get some good rankings for you. But that's only if you write from the gut, and if you write from the heart and the mind and your own brain and in your own words. Just don't steal other people's stuff and put your own name on it and then submit it into a paid directory, such as iSnare and Article Submit. That's very stupid, and you will get caught. Now, the rumor that is going around is that there's a word count going around, and they'll actually take your article, match it up to the one you stole it from, and keyword by keyword say, oh, you know what, we got a match. So you're going to get disqualification. You might get banned. And here's the reason why it's a big deal, is because if you've built up a lot of significant links using a paid service, like we did the test for 4,000 links in 2 months, which I thought was pretty impressive and pretty great, I will be incensed putting my own company in jeopardy by supporting somebody who insists on doing plagiarism. So for that reason, we don't actually submit articles using our services anymore. We'll do it with your service, but we won't do it with ours, because we don't want to jeopardize all the things that we have worked so hard to build. Does that make sense? So if you insist on doing that, you have to get your own service, which you should do anyway. And as you do online marketing, you may say to yourself, well, you know, I'm being nickel and dimed over here. Every month I'm being nickel and dimed. But I think the real thing to think about is you must figure out a system for yourself that works, because there's so many different systems and third-party software programs out there and Web 2.0 services that if you put them in the right combinations, they will serve your industry and what you sell very well. So, you know, there's no monopoly for all these different services. You know, Microsoft doesn't own everything. And, I mean, there's some places that sell things better than others. I like to use iSnare, personally, just for my articles. And it does a great job. There's different video search engines that work better than others, that are more receptive. I know, Spike TV is very receptive to a lot of the clips that we create. And I think they may have actually changed our algorithm recently, because some of the clips that we sent in were rejected. They didn't like the format of how it matched their servers. So, you know, recently that started to happen. So you have to kind of monitor this stuff and make sure that you know. The really cool thing about it, though, is if you find a collection of servers, and it could be for anything, for article submissions, some campaigns that you run are going to be more successful than others, and some will get picked up bigger. The whole idea for this stuff is to actually have it go and get duplicated and syndicated on your behalf without you lifting a finger. That's the best way, and you know, for this to happen. So you gotta wanna make sure that your stuff is at least written well enough that other people will want to take it and put it on their site and submit it for you. And that's the best thing I can offer for right now. And you got to stick to it. There are people that we came across that whenever things would go slow in their business, they just go write more articles and submit them because that was the best way to get more, you know, to get more visibility for their sites. It was just a quick and fast way for them. And there are services that do it. I know you can go to all the usual places and find people that'll do it, ghostwriters that are out there. There's also Elance, of course. It's been heavily used. But there are people who will actually write and submit articles for you as a service. Or you can buy them pre-written, too, I do believe. But and post them on your site so the spiders can crawl for it and search and index your pages. That's another way you could do it. But you can't take those same articles and submit them to an article submission database or submission service because, again, that's plagiarism. So just use your head out there when you're trying to build a brand or a name for yourself that I think you're much better off just writing from scratch. You know, read something, get inspired by it, and then write about it, and then worry about the rest later. I think that's my best opinion for that. So all these different things I'm sharing with you, you know, can these things actually work for any industry? And I say yes, they can, because, you know, of course, some will work better than others, as you can imagine. I was just reading, I'm not proud of it, but I'm actually reading the Kaufman, Lloyd Kaufman, I don't think he was related, who was a studio head for Troma and Troma Films. You know, Troma or Tromaville or Troma Team Video, whatever they call themselves. Pretty interesting group of people. I am a fan of some of his tactics, but he's, you know, he's a pretty unsavory dude, and you have to kind of get past the rough edges. But this is a very hard book, and if you get offended easily, I wouldn't recommend it. There's other film books you can read, but the book called it's called Make Your Own Damn Movie, and I like the philosophy of it. It's very, very uplifting. But here he's talking about how to raise money for your films and how to get it in groups of 10,000 and where you make your own movie. And that sounds like a lot of groveling to me to appear to investors and, you know, to get producers. It can be very humbling work. And when you think in comparison about other ways to create money for your vision, to fund your vision, the opportunities are out there. Especially with all this new Web 2.0 technology and all the different ways you can market yourself. And it's amazing when you really think about it. So as a filmmaker, I would probably learn the stuff that we talk about here in the Online Money Machine show and sell it to other companies just to raise the money because it's a lot easier. And so I think I might have just discovered a new niche market there to kick around. But, you know, moving right along, it's, you know, it's pretty interesting to hear about how to raise money now because there's just so many different ways to do it. I think there's probably more ways to make money now than there ever was in the history of this country in a lot of ways. Even I can actually say that as certain cities and states fall into deep states of recession where there's no leadership in these areas. I see a lot of people still trading time for money, and of course they still have to do that because they're service-based industries that still need to be serviced. But on the flip side, I see a lot of other ways to make money too as a shortcut or as a way to facilitate, you know, a means to your own end. Pretty interesting thing out there. You can literally go out there right now and shovel diamonds. So to kind of wrap up, I want to just talk really, really briefly about the WebEx blunder that we did. We had a webinar last week, as you know, and I think I might have mentioned it just a little bit. We are doing those every Monday or some form of it where we're actually going to have some pre-recorded media and share it with our with our subscribers and our listeners. And then, of course, at that point, you can, if you want to partake in our courses or our classes, you're more than welcome to do so, and there'll be an opportunity to do that. We are not taking so many students this year as we did in the recent past, because we have some new exciting projects that we want to devote our time to, and there'll be a little bit of road travel coming up as well. And we've also we're talking just a little bit about how to sell your products, and with no, I'm sorry, how to sell with no products, and how to rake in fortunes. And this is something that's kind of presented to me, where we're looking at a lot of different ways to manipulate your web pages to be, you know, to sell the different types of selling programs from Amazon and from AdSense, which is really great. And you have to pick a theme, and you have to go with it. And these pages can be really, really super spider-friendly. And I think there's a lot of potential here to really draw a lot of advertisements if you do this thing and funnel it the right way. And there's just a lot of opportunity there. You know, consider making a series of sites that are going to sell strictly for money. Is a pretty interesting idea based on what's selling at the time. You know, we talked a little bit about Google Trends, you know, google.com/trends, to find out what's popular, what's selling, what's moving, and then to basically work backwards and build sites around these things, funnel the traffic through to create your fortune. There's tricks to this, though, and there's a lot of different things you need to know. Search engine optimization is definitely a big part of it. Copywriting is a huge part of it. And if you need help with any of these areas, you can always give us a call at 1-888-305-2532. And also, I'm going to talk just a little bit about the co-reg leads. Once again, what was that? That's co-registration. Basically means like whenever people go to like Better Homes and Garden, they give you a little rate card, which you want to, you know, what are you more interested in? And they'll ask you, and you can say things like home repair, you know, degrees from a home, lawn care, whatever the case may be, or a new roof. And they have basically registered for vendors to come and contact them. Now, you can go ahead and go and actually buy these types of leads from preferred vendors who actually sell these co-reg or co-registration leads and market to them directly. And they're a little bit pricey, but I'll tell you what, your conversion rates are going to go through the roof, and it's what a lot of these top gurus are doing. So in your Google search, I want you to type in the name of the guru that you like the most, whether it be, I'm not going to name names because I don't want to get in trouble, but you just type it in, and then right next to it you write co-reg leads, and you'll be surprised that these guys are actually buying their leads pre-sorted and ready to go while they're selling you products on what great internet marketing geniuses they are, and none of this material ever pops up in their courses. Makes you think, doesn't it? Okay, well, folks, I'm out of here for now. This is Ted Cantu, and until then, just keep plugging away, and if you have any questions, by all means, give us a call at 1-888-305-2532. Look for us online, too, at www.1seomichigan.com. And if you can possibly join us this Monday, and we've got some great resources for you. And until then, we'll see you at the top.